Hi, this is Jackie Strenio, and I'm hosting the inaugural podcast for the Association for Social Economics. We'll be talking about how to get published today, targeted primarily to junior faculty, but with advice and tips for grad students and senior faculty alike. I'm joined by two journal editors, and I'll have them introduce themselves.
I'm Stephen Pressman. I'm a co-editor of the Review of Political Economy. I teach economics at Colorado State University, and I'm also the president-elect of the Association for Social Economics.
Great. Thanks, Steve. Welcome.
I'm Louis-Philippe Rochon, a full professor of economics at Laurentian University up in Canada, and I, too, am co-editor of the Review of Political Economy.
Great. Welcome. Thank you both for being here. So my first question as a junior faculty member that is trying to get published is, what is the number one mistake you see junior faculty making when submitting manuscripts?
Good question. One thing that I think is a constant mistake is people will send the article to the wrong journal. They'll send it to a journal where their chances of getting accepted are close to zero, and then they wind up losing 6 months, 9 months while the paper's under review.
I'm going to have some more questions about how to select the proper journal, so thank you.
Good.
Well, one of the mistakes is we witnessed one recently a few minutes ago where an author confronted one of us pestering, where's my article, where is it going to get published? You know, there's a process involved, and that process takes time, and it's never a good idea to start accusing the editor. It's okay to email us once in a while to wonder where the paper is, but be patient and just let the process take its time.
Thank you. As a junior faculty member that's just starting to send out articles, I also wonder about the proper etiquette. So what would you say is an appropriate amount of time to wait? I know now with online submissions, you can track your manuscript more closely. So should I reach out in 3 months or 4 months, or is it 6 months?
Nine months a year. I've gotten queries from authors a month or two after the paper is sent, and the paper's still not with the referees for the paper because I've not found anybody willing to referee the paper. And now I've got the author coming to me saying, what's the status of that's just way too early. And if you're dealing with 100, 120 papers at once, 120 authors that you've got to keep responding to, it doesn't work. That's probably another one of the big mistakes that you can make, because you want the editor on your side. You don't want to do something that's going to irritate the editor. And if it's a month later and you're already asking the editor, when am I going to hear? That's the last question that the editor wants while they're desperately trying to find somebody to referee your paper that they think would be good.
Right. So I think understanding what goes on behind the screen is also important for young academics, because I know you're compensated so handsomely for your editorial duties.
Yeah. Well, just to pick up on something on what Steve said, you know, speaking of process, if I get a paper today, if I'm lucky, the first two individuals, faculty that I send the paper to will say yes. Ideally, it's 6 weeks, I'd like to think. But, you know, inevitably, they write back saying, well, I can't do it in 6 weeks. I need an extra month. And that's the best of scenarios. Then you have a number of other different scenarios. Right now, there's a paper, I think three or four people have said no to me. Each individual took 3-4 days to get back to me. So you're talking about 2.5 weeks already. It can take time. And then if they do the reviews on time, but usually they don't, and that takes more time. So my rule of thumb is send me a friendly email maybe 6 months down the road just to say, where is it at? Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you honestly where it's at. But yeah, it can take up to a year.
Excellent. So it sounds like an important consideration for an author, and especially junior faculty that are still figuring out journals, is to find the appropriate journal in the first place. And so I have two questions along that front, and you can speak to either of them. How do you determine that your journal is the right journal? And as junior faculty, should I aim high and just, you know, bide my time, or should I aim for kind of quick publications? Is that a consideration for younger faculty on the tenure track?
Well, it depends where you are, depending on your internal requirements. if you're at a top university, then they expect you to publish in top journals. If you're at a liberal arts college or, you know, in my university, you know, any publication is a good publication. So if you're in that situation, but you do have to choose your journal correctly, as you said. It doesn't have to be a top journal, but choose correctly.
Yeah, I think that what Louis Philippe said was correct. You need to be really cognizant of what the requirements are going to be for tenure at your university and what's going to count and what's not going to count and what's going to count more and what's going to count less, because that's probably the most important thing for you. Mm-hmm. So if they don't care a lot about where you get published, then you can be sort of really laissez-faire and just send it wherever you want. If they want it only at the top 20 or so journals, then you've got to shoot for those top 20 or so journals if you want tenure. So that's one constraint. The other question that you asked was a question about what the right journal actually was, because in addition to wanting to get tenure, you also want your article to be read and cited and for you to become known in the profession for your area of research. That's the harder one, because it's hard to know when you're just starting out what the right journal is. You just see this broad array of lots of journals out there and you go, all right, what the hell should I do? And that's where having a good mentor really is important, because if you can get somebody who's got experience publishing telling you you're doing work in this area and these might be the best two or three journals to target, and you know, I would even recommend doing it in this order, do this one first, this one second, this one third, that would be a big help.
Just to piggyback on what Steve said also, when you do choose your journal, try not to always send your paper to that one journal. Diversify your publications. Send to different journals. There's an overlap in readership, but each journal will attract their own readers, and then your paper gets circulated and read by a larger audience than by always the same audience.
That's a really helpful tip I haven't thought of. So I know we're approaching the end, but say I choose the Review of Political Economy to submit my paper to. What are some of the first things you look for as an editor to make sure it makes it beyond, makes it into peer review? Is it, you're obviously not my editor. I should have other eyes on it first and have it polished. Mm-hmm. Do you look for a great abstract? Is it kind of new data or a novel methodology? You make sure it'll fit with your readers' interests?
Well, a lot of that comes down to the reviewers. I mean, they will sort of give us their opinions on whether the paper is well-written and should be published or not. But as journal editors, we do an initial vetting of the papers. For me, you know, is the paper within the general lines of what the journal is about? Because what we're trying to do is give you, the author, a maximum chance of getting published. So if we just send the paper out knowing that it would probably get rejected by the reviewers, we're not doing you a favor. So we look at the paper and, you know, maybe this paper is better suited for another journal. But generally, you read the abstract, and if it's generally in the guidelines of the journal, we'll send it out. Oh, I will, at least.
If it's not, then I don't want to waste your time by sending the paper out for review and then getting back to you in 6 months or 9 months saying, you've got to start again. This really isn't appropriate for the journal. And I also don't want to waste my referees' time, because they're also working for nothing. And a lot of them get demands upon them to review again and again and again from journals. And so to send them a paper which is just going to waste their time isn't good for them either. And so if it's not going to make it, I want to do a desk reject. And that just makes everybody's life a whole lot easier. So that's why the selecting the right journals becomes important.
Let me just touch, Steve mentioned reviewers. You know, even if your paper gets rejected by the journal, there's a lot of valuable information in those reviews. And I would really encourage authors to take the time to incorporate those comments in their paper. I'll give you an example that's happened to me. I reviewed a paper for a journal, and I made, you know, 2-3 pages of comments, and the paper was rejected. And how do I know that? Well, you know, a couple months later, the author sends it to me, to my journal. But then I noticed that none of my comments had been incorporated. When I'm going to send it out to another reviewer who's probably going to say similar things, then you're just not doing yourself a favor. You've got two reviews there that are full of information, full of suggestions. Take advantage of them and improve the paper before sending it out to another journal.
Also, it's likely that if you send the paper to another journal, you're going to get one of the referees being the same as the first time. And
could
so
happen.
If you've done nothing and it gets sent to the referee's going to get back to the editor and say, I refereed this paper. I rejected it. What do you want me? You want me to referee it again? What do you want me to do? Sometimes it looks as though they made no changes at all. My philosophy is that authors should not be subject to double jeopardy. I'll find somebody else, but I'm only human. And I already know that this is somebody who sent the paper out, got comments, and then did nothing and sent it out again. And lots of times being a journal editor is like triage. It's, yeah, there are a bunch of papers that are definitely going to make it. There are a bunch of papers that are definitely not going to make it. And then there's this group in the middle. And if you're one of the groups in the middle and I have to decide, do I want to move forward with this or not? And I know you've already gone through the process and not done anything and just sent the same thing out again, you're probably not going to get the benefit of the doubt.
Right. Well, this was some really valuable advice, and I appreciate you both so much for taking time to sit down with us. We're at the Eastern Economic Association talking about how to get published.
Thank you.
Thank you.